Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 25th of August, 2010. And goodness me, what a few days I've just had. So, this show comes to you one day after having completed the NLP for Kids licensee training, which I've been doing for the last 4 days. And it was very exciting, very successful, I'm very pleased to say. I will tell you a little bit more about it in just a moment, but let's start as always by taking a look at the People Building newsletter, which is distributed every other Wednesday on the very same day as this podcast. If you're not already signed up, all you have to do to subscribe to the newsletter is to visit the People Building website, all the w's.peoplebuilding.co.uk, and as you click on the right hand side of the screen after entering in your details about your name and your email address, you will receive some free gifts from People Building in doing so, and you'll also be signed up to the People Building newsletter. So in our newsletter today, there's the usual note from me talking about their the fact that stuff's gone out a little bit later because I've been spending most of the day resting today, having done the licensee training yesterday, and was exhausted afterwards, not used to that intensity of the training, obviously. And also to let you know about the People Building Members webinar. So those of you who are part of the People Building Members Club, your webinar is tomorrow at 7:30, British summer time that is, and to log on, all you need to do is to click the link in the email that you will have received, which is advertising the webinar. One went out today, there'll be another one going out tomorrow if you haven't already seen it, just to get you signed up. If you come along to the webinar, please have a microphone so that I'll be able to interact with you. Our topic for tomorrow is all about lack of motivation, and we're going to come up with the very best strategies to get rid of that problem once and for all. So be there or be square. People Building Members Club membership packs are a little laid out because our fulfillment company were on holiday for a week. So they are on their way. I have them here and they'll be posted out to you tomorrow, so they won't be too far behind that webinar tomorrow evening. So in the other news section of the newsletter is an article about NLP for disabilities. So a guy called Alex, who has been very, very successful despite having cerebral palsy, he has found ways for NLP to enhance his life. Very interesting article from this guy who's incredibly inspired and a very keen photographer, and I strongly recommend that you read the full article because the photography that this guy does is remarkable, seriously good, and he's doing a little bit of fundraising for himself at the moment to enable him to purchase a new wheelchair. So a lovely article which I highly recommend. If you don't get the newsletter, you can still see that article. It's on the People Building website. In fact, it's featuring in the news section on the homepage, so take a look at it there. We, as always, have our little joke, the motivational quote, and the feedback section. The article today by me is all about using failure as an excuse, and actually draws on some of the experience from my past, and also some of the experience I've been sharing with people in the last 4 days of the NLP for Kids licensee training. And in fact, it's the NLP for Kids licensee training that features in the Who We're Loving section of the newsletter this week, simply because we have a licensee webinar coming up on Tuesday the 31st, which is next week. for all those of you who may be interested in joining the licensee program. So you can find out more information on the NLP for Kids website, which is NLP4 is in the number, so NLP4kids.org. And go and have a look at the Join Our Team page. If you're not signed up for the webinar next Tuesday and you would like to be, the best way to do so is to sign up for the NLP for Kids newsletter, which you can do from the homepage of the NLP for Kids website. And in signing up to the NLP for Kids newsletter, you'll always receive the updates and invitations to the webinars. So that's coming up, and I'll be sharing obviously the information about what's included in being a licensee, but also some info about the training that we did over the last 4 days and the success of that. So the NLP for Kids website at the moment isn't 100% finished, in that we still need to upload a couple of videos on there and add on some extra content, but it's well on the way and it's being worked on as we speak, so it's not too far to being completely completed. And then you'll be able to look on there to see photos of our 5 new NLP for Kids licensees. So let me just tell you a little bit about these 5 amazing people. There are 5 people, a lady called Annette, another called Judy. There is Stuart, Frank and Paul, and they've all kind of come along with their own individual spins on using NLP and their own backgrounds on the interaction they've had in the past with children. And some of them have been working as therapists already, and some of them are completely new to this world of working as an NLP-er as part of their income, really. But they're all bringing something very special, and they've all done a little presentation over the last few days to show us how well they'll be presenting that NLP for Kids content. And as I say, all very different, but all bringing in some fabulous stuff. So you must, in the next few weeks, go take a look at the NLP for Kids website, take a look at their profiles, what their specialist skills are, and have a look at them and perhaps congratulate them on their new certifications, because these guys are now specialists in working with children. They've spent 4 days with me. The first 2 days we were dissecting the NLP for Kids workshops and looking at what was included in those and how they worked. And we spent a day on looking at one-to-one therapy with children. And we spent a whole day on their marketing and their practice setup and websites and all that side of things as well. So they're very well resourced to be going out there into the outside world now as skilled therapists who specialise. These guys are specialists in working with kids. And in fact, you might be listening to this now thinking, gosh, I hope they do a workshop near to where I live, or I'm looking for someone who is good with kids and who is trained in NLP to work with my child. So the key thing is going to be to look at the NLP for Kids website over the next few weeks. And to find their details and to see who is near to you and who you might be able to contact in terms of getting some of that excellent NLP into your child. But for all those of you who are interested in the NLP for Kids licensing, I strongly recommend the webinar next Tuesday. So I hope to hear from you there. Now, our content for today. We've reached the end of the 7 Deadly Sins summer series, and we'll be looking at our last sin today, which is the sin of sloth. And I've really enjoyed doing this, and I've had a little bit of feedback from you guys via Facebook. It's HypnoGem on Facebook and Twitter if you'd like to hook up with me on there. But would love to hear more from you. I'm dying to know if you've enjoyed this special summer series, because it's really kept me focused on the content that I'm providing in the podcast. It's been a great deal of fun. So sloth is our topic for today, and sloth is the avoidance of physical or spiritual work. The following came off of our good friends at Wikipedia. It says sloth is defined as spiritual or emotional apathy, neglecting what God has spoken and being physically and emotionally inactive. Sloth can also indicate a wasting due to lack of use concerning a person, place, thing, skill, or intangible idea that would require maintenance, refinement, or support to continue to exist. Gosh, imagine if the person with sloth was you. What that's telling us there is that existing in sloth is wastage, that you are wasting yourself. That you do require maintenance and refinement and support in order to just exist. Wow, this is not an issue I ever want to have. And I think actually sloth is probably the furthest end of the scale away from what is being Gemma, because that's it's not an issue I have. In fact, I could do with some sloth in my life to kind of ease me up and get me to relax a little bit. Religious views concerning the need for one to work to support society and further God's plans and work also suggest that through inactivity, one invites the desire to sin. For Satan finds some mischief still for idle hands to do. And that comes from Against Idleness and Mischief by Isaac Watts. This information comes from the Seven Deadly Sins website. It says sloth is the desire for ease, even at the expense of doing the known will of God. Whatever we do in life requires effort. Everything we do is to be a means of salvation. The slothful person is unwilling to do what God wants because of the effort it takes to do it. Sloth becomes a sin when it slows down and even brings to a halt the energy we must expend in using the means to salvation. The medieval theologian Thomas Aquinas said sloth is sluggishness of the mind which neglects to begin good. It is evil in its effect if it is so oppresses man as to draw him away entirely from good deeds. So I thought it would be interesting to compare the definitions of sloth with the animal, because you've probably heard of that there's an animal called a sloth. And I'm sure that this is no coincidence. Now, it's interesting that in my findings, I've found nothing that says a sloth is called a sloth because it relates back to the meaning of the deadly sin. But seriously, when I read this definition to you about the animal, I'm sure you're going to see that there is definitely some connection here. This animal is not called a sloth by accident. So, the animal sloth eats leaves as its main source of food. But the issue with this is that it provides very little energy and nutrition, and it doesn't digest easily. So, perhaps what we need to start asking ourselves already is if you are someone who's experiencing this heightened sense of laziness, this slothful attitude towards life, what are you eating? Is there something going on with your diet there? Stuff that you're eating perhaps isn't nourishing you correctly, not giving you the correct source of energy that you need, perhaps. So the animal sloth, therefore, has a very large, specialized, slow-acting stomach, and it's got multiple compartments in its stomach which help to break down the tough leaves. As much as two-thirds of a well-fed sloth's body weight is the contents of its stomach, and the digestive process can take months to complete itself. So they're eating these leaves that provide them with little energy, and so it has to live in a very economic way because it has such a low metabolic rate. And part of the issue with that is that they have a very low body temperature. So, if you are someone who experiences perhaps poor circulation and you're constantly cold, then perhaps you're living in a bit of a slothful way. We know that this sloth is a very slow animal. And if we want to increase our circulation, increase our body temperature, and to get ourselves more motivated, then we need to be exercising. Exercise increases your circulation. It increases your metabolism. So exercise is definitely something that we would need to do to counteract that slothness. For the sloth, they have a special kind of fur which provides a kind of camouflage for them. So perhaps our slothful people are busy hiding away and camouflaging themselves when they should be out having fun instead. Now, despite the sloth's apparent defensiveness, predators don't seem to have any special problems for them, because they blend in so well amongst the trees and are moving so slowly that they don't seem to attract any attention. In fact, it's only during their very rare visits to the ground that they do start to become vulnerable. Well, guess what? We're all vulnerable when we get moving on the ground. But that's where the real action is. So if you're a slothful person, you need to stop hiding away, moving around slowly and avoiding all attention. It's about getting yourself on the ground and getting moving, getting into the action of the real world. A sloth only moves when it's necessary, and even then they move very, very slowly. Because they have about a quarter as much muscle tissue as other animals of a similar weight. So we know that those who are living in a state of sloth have a degree of weakness. Now listen to this. The female sloth only has about one baby every year, but sometimes they have a very low level of movement, so it stops the females finding males to mate with them for more than a year. Quite frankly, these creatures are not having enough sex. Perhaps that's another slothful trait of the human being. Now, a guy called Dr. Neil Rattenborg did a study on sloths, because something that's quite popular with them, or seem to be one of their famous traits, is the amount of sleep that they have. However, the study that was conducted by Dr. Neil Rattenborg suggested that sloths sleep for just under 10 hours a day, but they are nocturnal creatures. So perhaps our slothful human needs to be thinking about their routine and making sure that they're not snoozing away the bright hours of the day and becoming like a nocturnal creature, and that they're not sleeping too much. Remember, energy makes energy. So as soon as you start to increase the amount of energy you're putting out, you'll start to naturally increase your own energy levels. But you have to take that first step. Perhaps that first step is just about moving more. Literally walking 10% faster just to get things going. So set goals for increasing the output you want to have and take it step by step. You can't go from 0 to 120 miles an hour in the space of one day. So you need to look at all the individual steps that you need to take to get yourself up to the speed at which you want to be working. So perhaps you'll do just a couple of small things each day that increase what you've been doing. You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again, don't try to eat an elephant all in one go. So what you're going to do is to just think, okay, well, what's one thing I could do today? Perhaps today I just need to make sure I get out of the house and go for a walk. Perhaps today I need to make sure that I add two extra things to my regular to-do list and start to increase my productivity, and that I work 5% faster to ensure I get those two extra things done. Take it in small stages. It makes it much more achievable to do it that way. Another important thing for you to do is to put yourself in a position where failure is not an option. It's so easy to say, well, what happens if I don't get it done? Not much. Who cares? Really no one but me. Actually, if you increase the degree of pain that would be experienced by not doing that thing, it suddenly becomes much more appealing to get on and do it. You need to stop buying into your own excuses and instead be telling yourself and really experiencing the degree of disappointment that you would experience by not doing the things that you want to do, by not putting that energy out there, by not having that output, so that it suddenly seems much more appealing to get on and do it than it does to not do it. You know what? People put so much energy into worrying about the stuff they need to do. They put far more energy into worrying about doing it than it would take to actually just get on and do it. So usually by doing it, you increase the amount of energy you have, but you use up less energy in the long run than you would have used up by worrying about doing it and not doing it. So you need to get inspired. That's the best way to give yourself that first step, that first bit of oomph that you need to get going. Where can you go to find inspiration? Well, it's always there if you look for it. You know, inspiration for some people can come in the form of a quote, and you can go find inspirational quotes on the internet. You don't even have to move very much to find those. But inspiration for others can be found in the natural world. Perhaps you need to get yourself outside. Inspiration can be found in other people. Perhaps there's someone that inspires you that you can spend some time with. Perhaps listening to this podcast is inspiration enough, you never know. Sometimes, you know, you need to actually take action to inspire yourself and achieve something you previously thought that you couldn't do. So look for inspiration, and when you get that inspiration, keep moving, keep running with it once you've got it. Set that goal for yourself, that very small first step, and go out there and achieve it. Because once you have, you start to build up your faith in yourself. You start to build up the confidence in yourself again and prove to yourself that you can achieve just because you've done one small thing. So let us people get out of the state of sloth and start moving towards a more motivated future. And if you need that motivation, you know where you can find it. It will be at the People Building Members webinar tomorrow evening, where we'll be talking about the many ways in which we can overcome a loss in motivation. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them. How to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A mini podcast on CD with content that is not shared in this regular show. NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. Plus, you will be invited each month to the People Building Members webinar hosted by me, where we can interact with each other in our online NLP and hypnotherapy practice group. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. So, to get ourselves out of this lazy state of slothness, here is my recommendation. There is available on People Building and on iTunes, Leverage for Motivation to Exercise. Let's get those bodies moving, shall we? So on the People Building website, you can download both the script version and the audio version of this. And of course, on iTunes, there is the audio, hypnosis audio of this script, which includes a full hypnotic induction and deepener with the backing track. And the really nice thing about this script is it's very, very specific. So it starts by talking about the excuses that have been made in place of getting fit and exercises. So it says, now what I'd like you to do is just imagine a day in 12 months' time, driving, and as you pass the gym on your way, your eyes deliberately stick to the road ahead, as if trying to delete the gym from your view. But you notice that you're clutching the steering wheel a little tighter, and your heartbeat has become stronger and slightly faster, as if there's a tension inside. And then you realize it's because in your mind, part of you is saying, maybe go to the gym today. And the voice is so faint and so weak that you hardly even hear it. And you never even bother to pack your gym bag anymore. As you slow in the traffic, you look down and notice that your clothes are feeling quite uncomfortable. They've felt like this for a while now. They're becoming increasingly tight. Your clothes are not shrinking. You are expanding. Your clothes restricting you. Uncomfortable. Tighter and tighter. So it's a really nice, long, meaty script, this one, and there's a lot of leverage in it. It's not called Leverage for Motivation to Exercise for nothing. There's definitely some oomph in there to get you moving. You might be wondering, I have to say, why it is that I seem to be steaming through this show, and I have to confess, my iPhone 4 has arrived today, and in amongst it being a relaxation day because of the training I've been doing for the last 4 days, I deliberately arranged for the iPhone to be delivered today whilst I had the day off, so that I'd have a day to play with it. The thing that's not quite worked out is that it wasn't delivered until about 6 o'clock this evening. So I haven't had the opportunity to play with it, and I'm holding it as I talk to you now. I've got the little beauty in my hands, and I've just about got round to setting up my email on there, and I'm just about to install some of my iTunes stuff on there as well. But I'm so excited to play with it. And I've got 6 clients tomorrow and then the members webinar in the evening. And I just don't think I'm really going to get a chance to look at it until probably Friday now. And I'm so disappointed. I might end up staying up until 1 o'clock in the morning just so that I can look at it properly. Anyways, let us look at now... our feedback from you guys out there in listener land. So this one came in from Matthew, and it's Matthew, friend of Facebook. He often pops up there on the Facebook pages, and he has said, "Dear Gemma, hello from Washington State from across the pond. I've written to you before, but I thought I would write to you again to let you know I really enjoy the podcast. My interest in NLP and hypnosis is fairly new, and I'm wondering how I can use these skills and knowledge to help people out and at the same time make some extra income at it. One suggestion on the podcast, can you do something about midlife crisis? I know you may think I'm too young to be worried about that, but honestly, how many people do you know that live to be 100? I figure right now is about the perfect time for me to have one." Well, Matthew, I hope it's an enjoyable one. I think if you're going to have a midlife crisis, you know, might as well have some fun with it. But yeah, I can stick it on the show suggestion, so we'll see what comes up. This one came in from Jeff, who said, "I got some really good tips from your recent podcast on sleep and appreciate that you covered narcolepsy. I'm seriously looking at my sleep schedule and creating an alarm system with my iPod to wake up to a script like you suggested. In the meantime, I wanted to give you some feedback if I could. Since you are currently biking a bit, I thought you might enjoy a few highlights from a book called How Lance Does It, The Success Formula of a Champion, and it's by Lance Armstrong, and many of the things he does to create his success echo the thoughts you share on your podcast." So I still haven't looked at that, but I will do, Jeff, so thank you. It's on the to-do list. I copied the summary section of the success factors for you in an accompanying text file. Perhaps you'll find something useful to add to your talks each week. Cheers and thanks again. And Sally got in touch to say that she'd written a review for me on Amazon for my book. And also to say, "My thoughts will be with you for your bike ride. I'm sponsoring 2 people already, including my best friend of 44 years, who's just got back on a bike this year. And she also said that her mum was due to have some surgery, so I hope all of that went well. And thank you for your enthusiasm. You're inspirational. Best wishes, Sally. Thank you, Sally. Lovely email. And thank you for the write-up on Amazon. I very much appreciate that. And for the best wishes for the bike ride, which seems like yonks ago now that we did that. Almost to the degree that I'm thinking I might do it again next year. Somebody stop me, please. This one came in from Bob, who said, I found you through your podcast while searching NLP on the iTunes store. I have always had a basic interest in NLP and would like to bring it to the next level by becoming certified, with the eventual accomplishment of becoming a master. The caveat is I live in Bali. Are you set up to certify someone online through some sort of correspondence? I have many questions, though I should wait to hear back from you before continuing with them. Thanks so much for your time and understanding, as well as the enjoyable podcast and information I have received from people building so far. Cheers, Bob. Bob, I wish we... Oh, well, I kind of wish we did something online, because lots of people ask, like a distance learning thing. And I don't, because I kind of have this belief about people really needing to grasp the practical element, and I like to see people in practice before I go dishing out a certificate with my signature on it. But that said, we do have the home study stuff, and if you purchase the home study DVDs, I probably shouldn't tell you this, but if you purchase the home study DVDs and or the manual as well with the DVDs, CDs, they're not DVDs, they're audio CDs, for the home study practitioner kit, then you can get those through special offer from Gemma.com, and you get a hefty, hefty discount compared to buying them directly from the People Building website. Just a thought. This one said, I have suffered with depression for the last 6 years and have just listened to the above podcast on my iPod. So I think this was about one of the depression ones. And I think I may have read this to you before, but it's just cropped up on my list of things. I felt compelled to contact you to say I've never heard such nonsense as that broadcast in your podcast. The intimation is that the individual is responsible for the depressive illness because they think negative thoughts and listen to sad music. What a load of rubbish, and you should not be giving out this very misleading information. Depression is an illness which can just occur, or it can be a reaction to some life event and is not the fault of the individual. It seems to me you have absolutely no idea regarding this illness. Yours sincerely, Eric. I guess that Eric's probably not listening to the show anymore, but if by any chance he is, I suggest you go back and listen to it again, because that's not what I said, and you have not listened to it properly. And quite frankly, Eric, if you're not smart enough to listen properly, then you shouldn't be downloading podcasts. Thank you. This one is from Jessie. So Jessie's a regular. She said, I just love your podcast and listen to every one of them. The subject, the timing, the content, the phrasing, the voice are all just perfect and great help and a treat, not to mention the great personality of our hostess with the mostess. I have even used some of your ideas for my own workshops in stress management workshops and therapy sessions. I regularly recommend them and praise your work, yet I still fail to see the point of your video podcast. As much as I welcome the idea, what is your added value there? In your latest podcast, you invited testimonials about the law of attraction. I realized that when I needed something, I pictured it and got it. This has been a regular, and I am every time both amazed and amused at the result. All my life, I got things I wish for various items and jobs and opportunities. But she's still waiting to win the lottery, she says. In the first part of my life, I had a lot of hardship and invited some more of them by thinking negative, although I was indeed a positive, constructive and proactive person. Until one day, I had to face the fact that when I thought positive and visualized and acted accordingly, things turned out pretty cool and for the better. It works. Even if it takes a little time, and not only for material things, I've manifested better health and better physical condition in me and in others. By the way, I will rate your book on Amazon. But because I know the quality of your work and your commitment to quality, and that alone deserves the greatest credit. Keep up the good work, Jesse. So two things. First of all, that's clearly the polar opposite end of the scale of Eric's message that he sent in, and actually answers Eric, I think. What Eric was saying here is that clearly you're not able to change the way that you feel by changing the way that you think, and by, you know, kind of looking at the world around you in a more positive way. And Jess is saying, actually she has, and it worked.
If you enjoy the People Building podcast, you will simply love our Hypnosis MP3 audios to download from the People Building website. Our titles include Quit Smoking, Confidence, Health Improvement, Hypnosis audios for Fears and Phobias, Addictions, Habits and Compulsions, Emotional Improvement, Personal Development and Weight Loss. Each Hypnosis audio contains a full hypnotic induction and deepener with background relaxation music as featured at the end of each of the People Building podcast. Each hypnosis audio has been recorded by me in full hypnotic voice, and if we don't have the hypnotic audio that you require, then all you need to do is send an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk to have one created to your requirements. Each hypnotic audio is in an MP3 format so that it can easily be downloaded to your MP3 player or downloaded and burnt onto CD disc. If you'd like to feature our hypnotic products and ebooks on your website, we'll pay you 65% commission for everything that you sell. Please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and visit the hypnosis scripts and audios page.
And we've now reached that point in the show where you'll be unable to listen if you are currently driving or operating any machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else now, it is time for you to comfortably relax. And just rest back now. Allow your eyes to close. And relaxing more and more with each outward breath. Every breath taking you down deeper and deeper. Becoming more and more relaxed. And it's because you're relaxing that you're recognizing the true value in being you. And in recognizing that true value in being you, you're deciding 7 wonderful ways to take better care of yourself. 7 simple steps to a happier, healthier life. As you've started on this wonderful journey not too long ago, you can take pride in all that you have achieved so far. And you're going to have just the right amount of pride. Balancing that pride with those random acts of kindness. The second thing that you're going to do is to let go of any sense of jealousy that you might have experienced before, using your own self-esteem to develop an attitude of gratitude. You care for yourself and you care for your body. You know there is plenty, and you never have to go without. Finding many ways to feel good. And you're using your emotions in positive, loving ways. Realistically visualizing the sorts of relationships you would like to develop. Because you love yourself, you talk to yourself in positive ways, letting go of negative emotions. And in letting go of those negative emotions, there is no need for anger. You are more calm and relaxed than you have been before. And that calm relaxation gives you the right balance of striving for what you want without taking too much. Knowing that whatever you give out will be coming back to you. Providing you are using positive energy to achieve it. That new positive energy is growing and developing within, even as you're listening to me now. It is there, building, creating the urge to take action, to embrace your life and create for yourself all that you want your life to be. All that you can be, and all that you will be, with an ease and certainty that is your own strength and your own power for good. Now I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1. And when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be fully and completely awake and alert. So starting at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2 and 1 with eyes open now and wide awake, bright and breezy. So great, good stuff everybody, good relaxation. Hope you have loved the 7 Deadly Sins. You have to get in touch with me to let me know. It's gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. I've so much value your feedback, and I'm well aware that I'm kind of catching up on the feedback backlog. So I need to be hearing from you people. Let me know what you love about the show and what you'd like to be hearing for the future. Our next show is on the 8th of September. And in that show, we're going to be talking about Tourette's. So I'm really looking forward to investigating that and finding out what I can. I heard some great information about it the other day, which was fascinating. So do get in touch and let me know if there's other subjects that you'd like to have on the People Building Podcast agenda. Meanwhile, I look forward to speaking to our podcast, our People Building Members Club members tomorrow night at 7:30, and those of you who are coming along to the NLP for Kids licensee webinar on Tuesday the 31st of August. In the meantime, have a wonderful couple of weeks, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon. Bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them. How to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A mini podcast on CD with content that is not shared in this regular show. NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. Plus, you will be invited each month to the People Building Members webinar hosted by me, where we can interact with each other in our online NLP and hypnotherapy practice group. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.